en cas de symptômes s'apparentant à ceux de la COVID-19, comme la toux, la fièvre, le mal de gorge, la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, vous devez passer un test rapide de dépistage à domicile. Si le résultat est positif, isolez-vous à la maison et respectez les consignes d'isolement. Si vous n'avez pas de test rapide, isolez-vous selon la durée prévue. Consultez québec.ca/isolement pour connaître toutes les consignes. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Sociale 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Listening to Low Signal 90.3 MCKUT tonight in Montreal. I'm your host tonight, Pouis Attila, and I'll be presenting you with a small excursion into Turkish music tonight. So we're gonna go through various genres of the past up until the present. You just listened to Erkan O, a famous Turkish saz player. Saz is a traditional Turkish string instrument that's very common in folkloric music. And this song is called Snow. And what's special about it is that it comes from the Black Sea region of Turkey. And is sung in this specific dialect. We will right dive in with folkloric music. We'll continue with the next song by Ashok Vaisel, who also plays the saz, the string instrument, typical to Turkish folkloric music. And this is probably his most famous song titled Uzun Ince Bir Yoldayım, which means translated, I'm on a narrow, long path. And this is by Ashok Vaisel. Ashok Vaisel was a folkloric singer who was blind and who traveled the country and who is very well known for his songs he wrote, very poetic songs. So we're going to be listening to that. Again, you're listening to Low Signal on CQUT 90.3 FM. Enjoy.
Uzun ince bir yoldayım, gidiyorum gündüz gece, bilmiyorum ne haldeyim, gidiyorum gündüz gece. Dünyaya geldiğim anda, yürüdüm aynı zamanda, iki kapılı bir handa, gidiyorum gündüz gece. Uykuda dahi yürüyorum, kalmaya sebep arıyorum. Gidenleri hep görüyorum, gidiyorum gündüz gece. 49 yıl bu yollarda, ovada, dağda, çöllerde, düşmüşüm gurbet illerde, gidiyorum gündüz gece. Düşünülürse derince, uzak gözükür görünce, yol bir dakika miktarınca, gidiyorum gündüz gece. Şaşar Veysel iş bu hale, kah ağlaya kahi güle, yetişmek için menzile, gidiyorum gündüz gece.
Gündüz geceyi, gündüz geceyi, gündüz geceyi.
gece, gündüz gece. Şaşar veşel iş bu hale, kahalaya yahi güle. Yetişmek için menzile gidiyorum gündüz geceyi, gündüz geceyi, gündüz geceyi, gündüz geceyi.
Just listen to Aşık Veysel's song Uzun İnce Bir Yoldayım, meaning I'm on a long and narrow path. The lyrics translated mean I'm on a long and narrow path. I'm walking day and night. I don't know in what state I'm in. I'm walking day and night. So, as I already mentioned, Aşık Veysel is a very famous poet and representative of Turkish folkloric music. And he's playing the bağlama. Bağlama is a string instrument within the family of saz, which is the most common instrument in folkloric music in Turkey. And we will hear a couple of more examples of this instruments today, since it has such a wide representation across all genres of Turkish music. So we are going to hear its influence first in folk music. We're going to hear its influence in psychedelic music. We're going to hear its influence in even in disco. And up to date, it's still a very important part of Turkish music. Which we're talking about in today's show here on Low Signal CQT 90.3 FM. Next up, I'm going to be playing for you a song by Kazım Koyuncu, who is a singer from the northern region, Black Sea region of Turkey. And he's singing in the regional dialect, which is called Laz. And so he is very famous in Turkey, and mostly, unfortunately, he died of cancer in 2005, but his musical legacy still, like, carries a lot of meaning in Turkey. So we're gonna be listening to a song called Koivor Gitun Bini, which he's singing alongside Sheval Sam, another very famous singer and actress in Turkey. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listening to Özgür Baba, who is a singer and also bağlama player in Turkey, who was discovered in 2018 by a group of people studying Turkish folkloric music in the Turkish countryside. And this song really became famous through YouTube, really. And goes back to the poem of a famous Turkish poet called Yunus Emre, a folkloric poet. So we're going to continue our journey through Turkish music with another wonderful piece featuring Turkish traditional instrument, especially the ney, which is a flute, originating also from Iran and heavily used in Sufi music. And this one is sung by Ayla Balyemez and is called Kuş Dili Türküsü, which means song of bird language. Enjoy.
Yağmur yağar taş üstüne, ince kalem kaş üstüne, selam gelir baş üstüne, vay dili dili kuş dili dili, Mevlam kulu sevdim seni, vay dili dili kuş dili dili, vay dili dili kuş dili dili, Mevlam kulu sevdim seni, bay dili dili, kuş dili dili. Var. Vay dili dili kuş dili dili Mevlam kulu sevdim seni Vay dili dili kuş dili dili vay Vay dili dili kuş dili dili Mevlam kulu sevdim seni Vay dili dili kuş dili Vay dili dili kuş dili dili Mevlam kulu sevdim seni Vay dili dili kuş dili dili vay Vay dili dili kuş dili dili Mevlam kulu sevdim seni Vay dili dili kuş dili
Listening to Ayla Balyemez song Kuş Dili Türküsü. So we're gonna keep moving in our special on Turkish music today here on Low Signal CKT 90.3 FM. And for Turkish music, there's also two genres that are kind of like the basic or like very important big genres of Turkish music. And these are called Türk Sanat Müziği, which translates to Turkish art music, and Arabesk. These two kind of big genres have a long-lasting tradition in Turkey that goes all the way back to the late Ottoman Empire. And its representatives or interpreters are still highly regarded and much listened to. Me, myself, I encountered this music most, honestly, in like so-called meyhane. Meyhane is a place where you get together and you eat fish and you drink rakı, which is like the national alcoholic beverage of Turkey. You kind of get together with your friends and sit next to the Marmara Sea, which is like the sea that flows in Istanbul between Asia and Europe. And you get together, you drink, and you talk about your problems, you talk about your feelings, and there you let go of all your emotions, basically. This is the environment where you will listen to Türk Sanat Müziği, Turkish art music. Whereas Arabesque found also a lot of application in the radio, in popular media, in Turkish series, which are like very famous, especially in North Africa. And we will be listening to two interpreters of these famous genres. First of all, we're going to be listening to Zeki Müren, who is probably the most famous singer of Türk Sanat Müziği. And then we're going to listen to Orhan Gencebay, who is a representative of Arabesque music. So we're going to talk a bit about it afterwards. Enjoy. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, Low Signal.
hatasız kul olmaz hatamla. Sev beni dermansız, dert olmaz dermana. Sal beni kaybettim kendimi, ne olur bul beni, yoruldum halim yok, sen gel de al beni feryada. Gücüm yok feryatsız, duy beni sevenlerin aşkına. Ne olur sev beni, sev beni. Hasret öldürür aşk beni uzaktan. Olsa da razıyım, sev beni, razıyım, sev beni.
Just listen to Ahang Genji by Hatas's Cool Almas on CKT 90.3 FM Low Signal on this very special evening that is dedicated to Turkish music. Next year we're gonna have a look at another very kind of big current in Turkish music, that is Anatolian rock and psychedelic rock that's rooted in the 70s. And we're going to be hearing similar instruments. So as we just heard, Orhan Gencebay in the previous song was playing the saz as well, the Turkish string instrument. So now we're going to listen to an interpretation of the singer and musician Selda Bajan, who is going to play the electric saz and goes more into a psychedelic kind of way with it. After that, we're going to be listening to a range of other very famous names, such as Erin Corai, which you might have heard in record shops around Montreal. They recently have been repressing a lot of this kind of psychedelic rock classics from the 70s on German labels. And we're also going to be listening to Barış Manço. Barış Manço, probably the most popular name when it comes to Anatolian rock and psychedelic rock in Turkey, is really an iconic figure. And I can highly recommend you, if you go online and you look up some of his music videos, they're just marvelous. Like his way of interpreting the songs, his acting, his dramatization of what he's saying is just fabulous. And then we're going to have a look at, after listening to Barış Manço, we're going to have a look at also how some more recent groups and bands have been picking up on this kind of retro vibe, psychedelic rock nostalgia that has been going around in Turkey and also in across the world, really. So for now, I'm going to leave you with Selda Bajan. And we're going to be listening to her song, Selda Bajan, Dost Uyan, Wake Up Friend. Enjoy.
günahım tütmez. Şen olasın ürgü, dumanım tütmez. Fıratıma acemi konağı tutmaz. Fıratıma acemi konağı tutmaz. Oğlun da pek küçük, yerini tutmaz. Oğlun da pek küçük, yerini tutmaz. Cemalım, cemalım, algın cemalım.